Thank you for calling Avenue Jewelers. How can I help you?
Hey, Bethany, it's Garrett. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm always fantastic. I'm looking for the Luxologist. Megan, is she around?
She is here. Let me see. She's with someone. It looks like she's in the middle of a phone call, but if you're willing to wait on hold, I can see if it'll be long.
I will wait until the ends of time.
On hold.
This is Jason Druxman with Avenue Jewelers. Have you
You
decided?
know, for the longest time, and like at least my first year here, I did not know that when I put people on hold, that all they heard was ads.
Things are coming. Is she the one? The
Yeah,
one.
it's just like played on like repeat. And I'm like, oh man, that's okay. I thought it was just music or something.
I like lo-fi beats, like the some of my jewelers have like really cool like hold music that's kind of edgy and like I got one guy that's got like his own custom. Oh, I just dropped my bouncy ball and it's going all the way to the other side of the office. Oh shit! All the way. That's gone forever.
Oh
That's gone forever. Tammy, can you grab that for me? All right, she's gonna grab it. But anyway, I've got one guy that actually has his own custom like jazz song, which is pretty cool, and I'll just kind of rock out to that. But I don't hate the Jason Druxman commercials. I think they're fine, but I think you get the point across.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But yeah. Throw me on hold, and I'll wait to see if Megan's available.
All right. Give me one moment. Did
Thanks.
You get your diamonds already today?
I did, and I have to send her another one. I think there's a little bit of waffling. I thought the guy committed to the 2-carat, but we need to send a 150 for him to look at next to it. So, can't
Gotcha.
Do.
Okay. Yep. All right. One moment.
All right. Thank you.
They were a part of your journey to her. This is Jason Druxman from Avenue Jewelers. And just about when you thought you knew yourself pretty well and thought you understood love, you met her. What told you that she was the one was that when you were with her, you felt different about you. When you were with her, you felt inspired, excited. You feel passion for life in a way that you've never known, and that's all because of her. You know how people talk about wanting to grow old with someone? Well, you know exactly how that feels now. Come see us at Avenue Jewelers for the diamond that tells her your search has ended the moment you met her. We're Avenue Jewelers, the diamond specialists on
Hey, Garrett.
Hey, how you doing, Megan?
Good. How are you?
Good. I thought he committed to the 2-carat, so I invoiced it. But we can revert that if he decides the 150 is the way to go. I do have that 150
okay.
PSI 2, and I can actually have it to you tomorrow if you'd like, if you can get them in. Or
I would love that. I told him, I'm like, hey, I will get this one more in for you, but this is it. I thought we were at the finish line. And he goes, I thought it was two.
Well,
he goes, I'm nervous that she's going to think it's not the best diamond. And she's seen the diamond and loved it. So
then calm down, dude.
That's
and that's the other thing, too, is that's actually a killer I-1.
It is.
Yeah,
it's
he'd be foolish. And, 14.6. Rather than a 12.7, but and don't get me wrong, the 150 is killer too. But like, I think his good move would be the 2-carat. I'll send this one for tomorrow though, just so you can feel comfortable. And remember, all of the diamonds that we sell for you guys have a lifetime trade. So at any point, if he wears that or she wears that rather, and they want to go up in clarity, they want to go up in color, they want to go up in carat weight, the next diamond just has to be a dollar more. So we do a dollar-for-dollar trade.
That's fantastic. I did tell him that because I was like, hey, I was trying to close the deal and get him in on this too and say you're just overthinking it, but he is bound and determined to see if the lower carat, higher color clarity will make him sway.
Well, and also, though, she's going to get a smaller diamond now. And she probably likes that 202, the idea of it. The size of it.
She likes the thin, the skinny.
Yeah.
The 14 millimeters was hugely done in the presentation. I was like, well, this 1.5 is 12.74, so it will look longer. It will look skinny like this one does, but it's still going to be smaller.
Right. And the difference between the SI 2, actually, I think I like the SI on it, but it's actually got more pepper to it than
I thought. I saw that too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when it's mounted versus when it's in your hand, but like, the I-1 is actually nicer.
think it's going to be. I think he's going to go with it. I hate to do this extra step, but he won't.
I'm here with
he
you. No, I'll get it to you. Yeah. I'll get it to you for tomorrow. You just let me know left or right, whichever way he moves, and
okay.
And we'll make it happen. But it'll be there tomorrow, yeah. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Garrett. You're awesome.
Anytime. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Right, bye.